Hey guys, welcome back to the Seriously Grays podcast. I'm Amanda.
I'm Kay.
And today we have a super seriously special Grey's Anatomy podcast for all you Grey's Anatomy hungry, going nuts without any more episodes fans. I don't even know if
That's
that made
one title, man. Oh
it
my
made sense.
God.
We have a special episode for you today. We
We went out there and we
out there.
basically
Where did we go, Kay? In the wilderness?
we got out of our caves because we live in caves when we are in, on a hiatus. Anyways, we went out there and we spoke to the people who make that show, Grey's Anatomy, special. And I think the people who make that show special are the fans. So we identified a few fans that are very involved in the fandom and who have different projects relating to Grey's Anatomy. And we talked to them about their projects, what they do, and their thoughts on the show. And it was fun. I had fun. I spoke.
No, I was terrified. I'm just kidding.
You were?
Yeah, I've never done that before. I'm used to being with you.
So you.
I felt lost without you, but it was
Oh,
fun. It was fun.
it was great. I spoke to the twins who own the Post-it channel on YouTube. They do a show about each episode, and you'll hear all about them in the interview. You guys should definitely check them out. Who did you speak to?
I went on YouTube and I looked at what in my favorites, what Grey's Anatomy videos I had favorited. So I came across this user called My Constantine. So I sent her a message and she was like, "Cool." Actually, she wasn't just like that. She was kind of like, "Okay." And I was like, "Great." And so we had a conversation and I got to talk to Vitter, who does Grey's Anatomy videos, and I learned some stuff, and I got a lot of J'April feedback, which was helpful because you and I suck at that.
Well, I like to think we're getting better, but
Yes.
that's just me.
I'm being so professional right now.
You are. So yeah, well, if first we'll go into which one do we want to make them listen first?
Yours.
All right, first you'll listen to the Post-it interview, and then you'll listen
Post
to
it.
then
All right.
we'll come back. In between the two, you'll hear about you'll
Okay.
hear about our stock
All
model.
right.
All
Go
right.
ahead.
All right. Christine as fast as my blog
Be a
allows.
fan.
Tweeting my questions that find new
Be a
ground.
fan.
With all the strength in Dempsey's hair gel. Mysterious as the Grays. Writing room. I am joined by two lovely Grey's Anatomy fans, Kristen and Stephanie. You might know them on Twitter as Seen in Grey and Shonda Wright. They are also the two gals who produce the Post-it show on YouTube, the Post-it channel. So it's a tradition on TSG podcast when we have two new guests to ask them, what's the first episode of Grey's Anatomy you've ever watched, and what made you fall in love with the show? Either of you can go first, I don't mind.
Okay, Kristen here. To be honest, the first episode, I think, did it? Okay, so blah, 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 blah. The first episode we watched, or I watched, wasn't a full episode. It would have to be the ferry boat episode. My mom is a teacher,
Me too. It was a ferry boat.
and I was young, and a student was had asked her to watch the episode because she had to study for a test. My mom was watching it, so I sat in the living room and watched it with her. That is not when I started watching Grey's Anatomy, but that is the first episode that I watched.
Oh.
Stephanie here. I can't quite remember the first episode I watched because I remember I'd catch glimpses of it when I, watch other shows I watched a couple years ago. So I do think like the first one I really remember seeing was the musical episode. Because we would see Callie sing, and we just sat there going, I don't think that's the main girl. Why is she singing the whole episode? This doesn't make sense. But we watched it because we were like, dang, that girl can sing. And then, yeah. And so, I mean, I guess I could consider that the first episode I watched. Ferry Boat in the musical episode. Heck yeah. What's up?
And what made you fall in love with this show?
Oh my God. Everything, all of the above. I think, let's see, this is Stephanie. When we were seniors in high school, we got to come home from classes early. So we'd watch it on Lifetime. Was a big fan of Sean Rewind. So we would catch whatever. And I just think it's what made me fall in love with it was just everything that was going on was like the exact opposite of what was happening in my personal life. So it's just fun to watch. And like, we like to discuss things. So we could sit there and discuss how things were going. And I think one of our favorite couples automatically was Callie and Arizona, just because they are who when we started watching them last time, it was season 6.
Aww.
So they made us, we're like, oh my God, they're so cute. So then obviously we like looked up videos on YouTube of like everybody, and then we just find out everything. And so like learning the backstories of everybody and getting to rewatch it was probably what made us fall in love with it. What made you? Kristen here. What made me fall in love, I would say, is just a great storytelling. We caught it for Lifetime for the rerun at the end of season 5, like literally the last 2 episodes when George did 007. And I don't know, just a great storytelling, because season 6 is a bomb.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it so much.
My favorite season. And the storytelling, the writers, and I just loved it all. It was fast paced and it's pretty great. I guess it works.
Oh. So what's the Posted channel? Maybe explain it to listeners who might not know about it. What do you girls do on there?
Okay. Stephanie here. What are you going to tell you whenever we talk?
Yes, that's good, because you guys don't know, but they're very difficult to tell apart. And you'll know why if you watch their show on the Posted channel on YouTube.
Okay. Stephanie here. We wanted to do some kind of video blog thing when we talk about Grace, because we go to class and discuss it with our friends, but they just weren't into it like all of you guys on Twitter. So we wanted a way where we could interact with you guys. So we came up with the idea, well, it's not a review show, but obviously we review the episodes. We try to pick out the best moments of the episode and discuss them, so we don't have to discuss the whole episode. So that's why we call it a post-it moment, because one of the best moments in Grey's Anatomy is when Derek and Meredith get married on a post-it. So we figured that title would fit perfectly. So we pick, we both have our favorite post-it moment. We agree on an honorable post-it moment, which has to do with a guest star or a scene with any of the guest stars. We pick MVPs for each episode and favorite quotes. And we have, over time, we came up with different things. So we have our favorite quotes as well.
They're the heartbeats now. You rate episodes.
We rate them, even though we've tried to come up with a system of a system of familiarness, I guess, with each episode, where we open it up. We say who wrote it. We discuss a little bit of it. Like, we give a brief detail of the whole thing. Then we do our post-it notes, favorite quotes, honorable post-it notes, MVP. And we try to keep it,
in schedule.
Yeah, on the schedule. No, being Grey's Anatomy, or Kristen here, being Grey's Anatomy, we'll start talking. And it's always hard, because it's always just fun to talk about Grey's. But we try to get it on lock. And, just have a set schedule / not review show, review show for people who don't really watch all the way, just watch as a regular fan, so they can pick out the stuff that we all notice that they don't notice, or give them fun facts about what's happening in the episode.
Yeah, I love the format. I really adore it. How much work does get put in one of the the webcast, because, you know, it's something when we do the podcast, I think sometimes people don't really see all the work that's been put into it. So maybe you guys can walk us through the process of recording one of the posted episodes.
Okay, Kristen here. We used to, record Friday or Saturday, but we got into the habit of recording Thursday night after Stephanie got home from work, because I used to not work at night. And usually we just watch it, and then we may go back. I would rewatch it a second time whenever she came home, and we usually wouldn't take notes at all. But towards the end, I started to because I wanted to get the quotes exactly right. But then we do that, and then we go into our room and set up our backdrop, set up our seats and everything, make sure the computer is the same height. And then we turn it on and start talking. And then we had, before we actually wrote the schedule down, we had just everything, like what order we would go in, and we'd film it. It'd take about 45 minutes to an hour or two sometimes.
So much work. Oh.
Yeah. And then during the weekend, every other week, we'd start to edit. But towards the end, I would edit the whole time. And it would take about 2 to 3 hours to edit on the weekend if I wasn't being lazy.
Yeah. I mean, it just on editing, we trade off every other week. And like she said, she would take it mostly because I just get too busy. And like I don't know if you noticed, but the last two didn't come out to like a month when the show is, you know, on break, just because we've had so much going on that real life does get in the way.
Yeah.
A pain in the ass. And so, like, making this a priority is hard, but we love it.
And it shows that there's so much work behind it. I mean, it's just not, you can see that there's a good editing process and you guys insert scenes and there's some funny comments and that are added, that are written on the screen. And it's just, you can see that there's a lot of good work put into each episode. How would you wish to see the fandom maybe getting involved more in the episodes, because I see people commenting, but maybe you guys have an idea of how people can get involved with the process or however.
Kristen here. I would love for people to ask those questions, because sometimes I like to have questions that I'll just randomly ask Stephanie without her knowing. And if people would just tweet us questions that they would love for us to answer, or I mean, y'all do the thing wherever you ask, hey, what would you like to discuss in a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And since ours isn't a review show, I just maybe just what random questions, or if there's anything that people would want to know about us, like why we do things, why we're so busy. I don't know. I'm being conceited right now.
Why? Where can they reach you if they want to ask you stuff?
Email at the post-it channel at gmail.com, or tweet us on our Grey's Anatomy Twitter pages at Shonda is right and not seen in Grey. In the works right now, we're thinking about making a Twitter page for our channel, but we just haven't gotten there yet. And just another thing would be, since it's break, what they would want us to shoot. Right now, in the works I have, we shot an episode for I Saw What I Saw. I think it's 606.
Yeah.
Great episode.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, we talk about that one a lot, and I'm in the process of editing it. I've been busy and school started. So just anything they wanted us to see, what episodes are the most popular that people would want us to do a posted episode over.
The entire season 6 is what I vote for.
I think the next one.
I ain't got time for this.
I think the next one that we're going to do is the season 6 finales, part 1 and 2.
Oh my god! Good luck for you guys watching that again.
Wow! Oh, freaking good! It's such a good episode.
But it's so emotional. I freak out every time. My god. What's the best thing about being involved in the Grey's Anatomy fandom?
Oh, I got this one. This is Stephanie here. I'm pretty sure it's the fact that you have someone to discuss the show with. Because I made my Grey's Anatomy account because I couldn't go Grey Cray on my normal one, because my friends would be like, you know, what the hell is wrong with you? No one cares about this. But you guys, y'all care what I think. Y'all will discuss it.
You get me.
You discuss it hours on end with me because we enjoy that. I mean, I know each the fandom's got its own little cliques with the shippers, you know. And sometimes it gets a little vicious, but I find that humorous, and I don't find
your joke humorous.
It gives us something to discuss. I don't know, and it's kind of like a secret joke between us with our real friends, because they'd be like, you know, how did you find that out? And I'm like, oh yeah, Twitter. It's all over Twitter. And they're like, I don't. You haven't tweeted in like 5 days. And like, it's like, how's my other Twitter that you don't know about?
That's funny. There's like a double life type
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand that. And you've mentioned the shipping wars or the tiny cliques. So the harder question is, like, what would be the most difficult thing about being involved in the Grey's Anatomy fandom?
Can I say same answer?
No, you can.
I would say... I got it. Kristen's here, sorry. I would say one of the hardest things is people can't tell the difference between acting and real life. I love shippers, but Dimpeo is not going to happen, people.
No.
They're married. It's disrespectful. Okay, you can say it's a joke once or twice, yeah, but I feel like it's very disrespectful to these actors
and their families.
And their families.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the hard thing. You got to separate your fandom from real life. This is their job, so chill the fuck out. I mean,
word to the wise here, chill the fuck out.
Also, agreeing with Kristen, is that they don't, honestly, it's really hard to accept things that, like, that happened in the episode, like Callie's episode with that whole surprise baby thing. It's really hard.
Oh, we'll talk about that.
But the thing that's like, when it airs, you have to accept it. I don't care what you think. It happened. Mm-hmm. It said it happened. It happened. It's there. Even if you don't like it. So just the fact that people still continuously want to change what happened.
Change it.
It's like, we're 5 episodes past that now. Let's just keep going, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't ameliorate your experience if you linger on those things. You just need to move on. So let's talk about season 10. We have to. I'm sorry to put you through that. We do have to. So I've noticed that there's been a lot of disappointment expressed by the fans about season 10. Where do you guys fall on the subject? Are you satisfied with the season? Were you expecting more?
Yeah, I'm going to jump in and go first on this one. My favorite season is season 6. Obvi, we've said it multiple times. Season 7 is okay for me. I know a lot of people don't like it. Season 8 was decent. Season 9, I really liked it, and we've talked about it. But season 10, I felt like it had so much hype going into it, and with so much drama happening at the end of season 9 with Arizona and Callie and even Jolex getting together, baby Bailey. But I just feel like it's fallen. That's my thought on it. It's just driving me insane. I'm watching it now, and yes, I'll have an occasional good episode. I just feel like it's fallen. Like, I hated the whole Bailey OCD thing. It made me so uncomfortable.
It came so far out of left field.
Yeah, and then I don't like how Arizona handled the whole Callie thing. I don't think she worked to win Callie back. I feel like Callie did all right, but I don't, That's what I want to say about season 10 right now.
Obviously very passionate about it.
Stephanie here. I'm basically with Kristen on this. I feel like they just jumped around. Like, I don't think they kept a concise schedule. They didn't, obviously they don't keep a schedule, but, you know,
when they do,
a flow, like,
have a timeline.
We came up and, you know, it was right after the storm, and then it jumps to
a week.
Like, you know, a week later, and then they're at the gala, and then, Mary and Christina fighting, and then it turns into something else, and then Shane felt bad about Mousy, but then he didn't, and then, sorry, I just throwed something, and now he does feel bad, and then, Bailey, okay, now she has this crazy thing of OCD, and,
just in case, Cal and Arizona had a baby, and we didn't know about it.
Oh, yeah, Cal, what, you know, I don't know how that fits into the timeline, but that's cool. You know, it's just, everything's just really random, and it I mean, it catches everybody off guard, and I'm really hoping that they
straighten out,
simmer down, and straighten things out for this next half.
And I try comparing it to season 6, and I feel like 6 did such a good job with the arcs, I guess you could say, just kind of overlapping.
It tied in. It made sense.
Yes, yeah, right. They were all. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's what I'm going for. But 9, it's just. I mean, 10, it's just.
You know, there's this saying about life where they say it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. But I feel like in TV when you're trying to tell a story, there needs to be a defined destination, or else you're running all over the place. It makes no sense. And I feel this season is lacking of a destination. I don't see where we're going. And I feel like each of the writers are going in their own little direction, and it doesn't work for me.
They're not focused on season 10. It's just kind of thrown together.
And, I mean, also, just...
I have a sense.
Like, when we discuss episodes, we can kind of guess. Like, we watch them, and then we automatically try to guess what's going to happen in the next episode. We're like, oh, this has got to happen. Like, Arizona was going to crash. We're like, she's going to lose her leg.
It's yeah.
It's obvious, and, it, you know, don't put it past Shauna not to let her lose her leg. But, like, here now, I'm like, okay, so I don't know what's going to happen next.
Exactly. Yes, that's also something I've noticed. Yeah, usually we'll speculate, we'll talk about the next episode, we'll try to figure it out. Now we have nothing to go on. What we do on Twitter is bitch about the show, or we make parody accounts. That's what's happening. No? Didn't you notice there's so many parody accounts running around?
Yeah.
It's just weird. I don't know.
Well, you got Arizona's left leg, but it's a picture of a right leg, or something like that. I'm confused.
I hadn't noticed that.
You just said we don't know what's gonna happen, but what was it 2 years ago that Shauna said she was taking the show back from the fans or something? I don't know, but maybe they have. We're trying to figure out this destination. Maybe they're doing all this and confusing us so much because. Something great is going to happen at the end. I really hope that's the case. I hope all of this is worth it.
It sounds like too much.
I think season 9 was taking it away from the fan. I don't think season 10 works. Mm-hmm. I don't. Anyways, So I was rewatching some of the posted episodes earlier because I was trying to, you know, just rewatching posted episodes. And I was rewatching the episode about 10:09, the Cali-centric episode, and you guys were fantastic. You had the best attitude, and you did go back. You had the best attitude. You start the episode by and you praise Stacey McKee, and I mean, anyways, it's an episode that caused a lot of reactions. Not your posted episode, but the show's episode.
Yeah.
I love Stacey McKee, love her as a writer. I think she gets all or most of the hard episodes, and she's a great Calzona writer. But it caused a lot of reactions for the fans. And I know personally for myself, when I watched that episode and I knew that I had to record a podcast about it, it took a lot of rationalizing to turn the podcast into something other than a bitch cast. I needed to take a step back, try to rationalize it all. So here's my question. When you guys have a hard time dealing with a storyline, how do you make it so that you're still putting something positive out there? You're not doing this to bitch. You're just putting the best show you can out there. How do you make that happen?
I think Stephanie talking. I think the way we keep it positive is that we watch the episode and we let all, you know, we let the emotions come out, we scream, we're drunk, we'll sit right on the floor right in front of the TV and be like, what the fuck's going on? And then we sit there and we kind of digest it and we talk about it. And then we start to learn, you know, hey, this was her circumstance that she got put in. This is what she had to do. So we find the positive. We realize that, you know, she got handed this giant thing and was told the man who... Okay, like Stacey got handed this giant storyline and she had to make it work. And so I think, you know, she did the best she can. So then we find the ways how she did it. We look at, we try to find like the sweet camera angles and the editing and how
we focus on the behind
the story. We don't focus necessarily on the story that we don't like. We focus on what went into making this episode, I guess.
I mean, it's hard to understand. Like, when things don't go, like, episodes that we don't like happen, we try to keep... How do we phrase this? We like, when things happen...
Constructive. That we don't... You try to keep it constructive?
Yeah. We, you know, we don't want to go online too soon and read other people's opinions and make them change ours. We try to, you know, keep our own opinions and then... You know, we're not mean. We pick the best moments of an episode, so we find the best moments of the episode, whether we completely agree with them or not. Does that make sense? What? I feel like I ended that in a question.
You start with a positive angle, so yeah, I like that. So, Team Jackson or Team Matthew?
Matthew. I just want to see April's reaction. I like them both. I think Jackson understands April. I think Matthew is really, really good for, like, her ego, I guess you could say. Or just her being... Well, he brings her up. He's so sweet on her. But I just want to know what her reaction is, and then I'll judge who she should pick on her initial reaction. That was Kristen speaking. Stephanie. I am totally Team Matthew. I honestly think the Jackson-April relationship never started off the way it should have. I think in season 9, he should have been like, hey, I want to date you, even though they were just friends with benefits. And then he's like, I do have feelings for you. Then next episode, he could have asked you out on a date, but then they just kind of made it weird.
Made it awkward.
Yeah, they did. So I kind of thought that they didn't communicate too well with each other, even though April and Jackson do have a really good relationship to each other. I honestly just think they're better as best friends.
I think he
had his chance at the end of last season in the, you know, the very beginning of this one, and he didn't take it. And then he was just really mean to her. He kept pushing away. So it kind of looked like she was like, fine, you know, Matthew, I'll be with Matthew. And honestly, I don't think April went about dating either of them correctly, but I do think Matthew is better for her. And the fact that he dotes on her and he's sweet on her and she needs, I feel like she does deserve it. I've learned to really love April. So I feel like she deserves / needs someone like Matthew. I think, you know, he'll be the perfect provider for her. People will argue that, you know, Jackson's that I guess to be like the one that got away. Something really stupid.
The one that got away. Insert Katy Perry song.
I've always been Team Matthew, but I really think because Jackson declared his undying love for her that they'll never go back to being friends. And I kind of wish he would have kept it in because, you know, there's just that happens in real life where people just choose not to express how much in love they are with you. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's her wedding day. He just fucking ruined it.
And Stephanie, poor Stephanie. I have a hard time with people who don't understand the humiliation she is going through. I get that you guys are shipping J'April. I mean, J'April fans, it's okay, you can ship them, but you cannot discard or, you know, not look at the fact that Stephanie has been treated like shit right there.
Early in the episode, she had told him she loved him. She's like, I love you. He's like, what? She's like, oh, never mind. It's like, she loved him. And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you could bring back episode 4 when he's like, we're going to do this. Let's do this. Okay, so what does that mean now? Like, what the hell?
Honestly just want to see, like Kristen said, see April's reaction. And right after, he's like, do you love me? And my prediction is just that Matthew's going to be like, she's going to be silent, so Matthew's going to be like, that's the wrong answer, and, like, Matthew's going to leave. I'm just going to make a speech. I want to see a runaway bride.
I want to run.
Check out Runaway.
Ready to run. Insert Dixie Chick song. Sandra Ho is leaving at the end of season 10. First, how does that make you feel, and how will they... what's your prediction about Christina's ending? How will they make her leave?
She's gonna die. Just kidding. No, she's not. I really hope they don't kill her.
They won't.
They can't do that. Well, you know. This is Kristen speaking. First off,
I will be devastated. I'm kind of living in denial until season 11 starts and she's not there. I will be living in denial. It's just, you can't do this without Christina. Her and Meredith are the Twisted Sisters. They're the PB&J of the whole Grey's Anatomy. And without Christina, it's going to be, I don't know. I'm really, really dreading it. Like, they're talking about how they're filming episode 17. I'm like, stop talking about it, because that means she only has, what, five episodes left. Like, stop. I think what they're going to do is, I think she's going to leave, because I think she's going to win. I want her to win an award, like the Harper Avery, and then I feel like she's going to leave, because she's Christina Yang, and or she, like, she's going to win like a grant in Pullman, Arizona, and go to Mulally or whatever.
No. No.
Stephanie, what's your opinion?
First off, I'd be I feel like I want to be... Oh, I can't even speak right now. What is wrong with me?
We're so emotional about Sandra leaving.
I'm crying. I'm crying to relieve.
I feel like, I want to say, I feel like the actors would be like, we're sad, but we're really happy for her. But honestly, she's still here right now, so I guess I'm taking that in. It's like Kristen said, when she leaves, that's when it'll be sad. I don't know how Grey's is going to fare without her, especially with Ellen and Patrick signing on for, you know, 2 more years or whatever. But, you know, it's just how I didn't know how Grey's was going to go on without Lexi and Mark. It did go on.
Yeah.
You know, even though Lexi and Mark were very important characters in this show, it went on somehow. I feel like that's what's going to happen, is that it's going to go on somehow. But, you know, it's never the same. It was never the same after George and Izzy left. It was never the same after Lexi left. It was never the same after Mark left. You know, it's not going to be the same. But that's what happens with TV shows. So you just got to roll with it, I guess.
But it's so sad.
It's very sad.
But it's, you know, it's, I feel, yes, we have lost actors before, but it's been told. I mean, we've heard Shonda saying that the major love story of Grey's Anatomy was the love story between Meredith and Christina. Exactly. And we're losing one half of that love story. And it's scary.
It's because she's such an important role.
Yeah.
And she's Sandra Oh, she's just a badass. That's true.
And she's amazing, and we know she will move on and find terrific projects. Yeah, she's an amazing actress.
Like, I'm happy for Sandra, but I'm sad for Christina.
Yeah, me too. I feel the exact same way. Let's talk about the interns. They're not interns anymore, but they're...
We still call them interns.
We do too. I guess it kind of we kind of always exclude Joe when we're talking about the interns. But yeah, you can, I mean, she just feels she's different. Do you think the show is doing a great job of integrating them into the plots?
Kristen speaking. This is so hard because I have such a strong opinion against the interns. Like, Joe, as you said, no, we don't include Joe when we say intern, because she's there for Alex and she's perfect for him. But I feel like they kind of just pushed them on us. I feel like if they would have slowly put them into the storylines.
Not made them season regulars.
Yeah, I don't think they should have made them season regulars. But they would have slowly pushed them into the storylines. We would have gotten used to them a lot better. But they like shoved them up in our faces and we don't like them because they try to make them like the originals, and I feel like they're trying to make them like the originals, and I just feel like that was a complete waste when they could have been doing some better storylines somewhere else. Like, whatever happened to Steve, okay? He was in a
Super Bowl commercial,
right? I mean, what happened to Steve? Why isn't, I mean, obviously he wasn't intern, he was in Lexi's grade, so he would technically be gone at this moment, right? He would have passed his board.
I think they'd be in there.
Yeah, they'd be fellows or something, I don't know. Timeline's weird. But I just, they shoved the interns into our faces, and I don't like that. And they didn't give me time to warm up to him. Like, Shane, I hate him. I
think he's annoying.
Shouldn't he get fired? I mean, George or Alex doing that, they would have been fired years ago. The way Shane is talking to his superior, fired the hell out of that guy.
I said, whenever he talked back to Meredith in that elevator, I've been like, hey, guess what, dick? You're fired.
Whoa.
Have fun with your
life.
But I mean, you know, it just feels weird. Like there's a double standard.
Yeah. Most definitely. Stephanie here. My hand. This is
super so depressing. No.
Fucking hate it. I agree. I think they shouldn't have let the interns become season regulars. I think they were fine as special guest stars. I mean, I know they were there for reasons. Shane was part of Christina's storyline. Joe's
and
obviously
Ed.
Part of Alex's. Mousy died, so Mousy's not there. Leah became part of Callie and Arizona's storyline.
And Bed. Bed. Always Bed. Why did they have to put them all in bed with someone in the middle of a ship?
Why are you talking
like,
about that?
That's the...
Of course they're in a bed with somebody.
Yes, but I mean, you know, I mean, and that might be just my flawed logic, but I'm a showrunner, I have a bunch of new characters. Do I put them in the middle of a beloved ship to make my viewers love them? No.
I don't know if it worked. It was
no.
Well,
no.
She's joking.
I know.
I think.
I'm being completely serious. It's the best way to make us love them. Not.
In the middle of a freaking ship. Man, we actually like Leah.
I love Leah.
She has potential.
And then
they decided to bring out her need for affection from anybody. They brought that as, like, why would you bring that as her...
storyline.
Her storyline, you know, her most known characteristic is that she craves attention from anybody and everybody. I mean, I felt like she had the potential to be something good. Like, I don't know if she...
But it's something we can relate to. I would still argue that Leah has potential. I think it's something we can relate to. The need to be praised, the need to be loved, but it's been done in a very questionable way. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Let's fire them all.
Yes.
I don't know. No, but I, as actors, I have to, you know, I have to say that they are good actors. It's not...
I give them that.
Yeah, absolutely. And they are doing the best they can with the material they are being given. They are being given, I think, the toughest storylines this season, and I have to admire that they are willing to do that and take that work as an actor.
Yeah, and then take that hate from everybody.
Absolutely.
They got to deal with that. I mean, Jerrica got a lot of shit thrown her way whenever she stepped on that Jable train or whatever. I mean, not a lot. I mean, not as lot as Tessa did. I bet if Tessa had a Twitter,
she would die.
She'd never have one.
Yeah, I I don't think it's a good idea for her to get into Twitter. Not now.
So this gets better and she goes away from that storyline, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Well, even Jessica, I think this season has been much more low-key, but that might... I mean, I don't know if it is related to the storyline she's doing on Grey's, but one can speculate. I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about positive stuff. I mean, there's some good stuff in season 10. We have to talk about that too.
A baby? Mare got their baby.
And it's so adorable scenes between Derek and baby Bailey.
Yes. Oh my God. It's so attractive.
That man with the baby in his arms. I mean, you know, we knew he had good hair, but put a baby in his arm and it's a whole different story. Whole new level of attractiveness.
That is so true. He's just, I mean, I'm just so glad that Meredith actually got to have a baby, because the whole thing with season 6 when she miscarried, that was horrible.
That's very hard.
And then her hostile uterus and everything, but the fact that she actually was able to have a baby, you're just like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. You've come such a long way since season 1.
Yeah, and even Shonda had said that she did not see Meredith having kids, and look where we are now. She is new. It's awesome. Let's talk about Alex's storyline. We've had a lot of insight into Alex's background with the arrival of his father, and Alex is in a good place romantically, a better place than he's perhaps ever been. What are your thoughts on the Alex storyline?
It's about damn time. 10 years in the making. Stephanie here. I think that I like it. I like that we got to see his dad. I like that he had some kind of reconnection with his dad. He fell out of connection with his dad. He got back in connection. Because, I mean, everything with Alex obviously can't come easy. He's got to work for it. So, I mean, I feel like they've actually stayed true to who he is right now. I do really love his relationship with Joe and how it's taken, how they still stay silly and have a lot of fun, even though they are in a serious relationship. My only biggest issue with Alex's storyline right now is what he said to her in the winter finale, where he kind of got really futuristic there and was like, we're going to have kids and you'll be a great mom. And I can't exactly remember what he says, but, you know, obviously we see them being together forever, but like in his circumstance, I don't know if he'd honestly be talking like that. But I mean, I guess it can go either way. Just when he first said it, I was like, you know, usually that runs people off when you talk like that. So
it's scary. I mean, Joe's young. I mean, I feel like she's kind of not like a Christina. I feel more like a Lexi, how Lexi told Mark, because Mark was like, move in with me. And she's like, well, after I pass my boards and everything. And Joe is just now a resident. So I want to know if that's going to scare her off or if she's going to be like, okay, yeah, in the future, let's take it, let's calm back down. Let's go back down, slow it down a little bit, you know.
Simmer down now.
Yeah. I do love that we're finally seeing more of Alex. I mean, we caught a glimpse of his brother Aaron, but you always hear about Alex. He beat up his dad when he was 12. He was the dad. He took care of his brothers and his mom. And he worked to get where he was. Oh, yeah, his brother.
He wrestled.
He wrestled, you know. We've been getting a little bit of pieces, and now we're finally getting more, and I like that. I guess you could kind of say he was an underdog just because he was always there, but you didn't know much about him.
True.
But I mean, it's about time that we learn more about Alex, because he's got a lot of potential just to do whatever the hell he wants. I mean, he's this kind of scary guy, but he's in PEDS, and he got to where he's such a great doctor, but he went to state school. I'm thinking it's just about time. It's finally we're learning about Alex, and I'm glad we are. That sounded retarded coming out of my mouth, but.
Right there,
right? Oh, favorite moments of season 10 so far?
Okay, I got mine.
I gotta think about this.
Kristen here. April standing up to her sisters. I love the Kettnerettes, and April's growing on me.
Yes.
So I'm glad she was able to stand up, and I'm glad that she was saying, "These are my family now." And Christina, Meredith, and Arizona, even though they kind of said it like, oh, they're like, yes, we are your family, and they were there for her. That's my favorite.
That's your whole
comedy gold. Comedy gold right there.
Oh, thank you. Sure.
Yes.
It must be a ginger thing.
They have perfect hair.
Perfect hair. I'm so envious.
And they all match. Like, it's not like annoying ginger. It's like flawless.
That should be a crayon color. Crayola, flawless ginger.
I'm so thankful that we got to meet them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your favorite scene from the beginning of season 10.
That's all I can think about right now. They were so great. People were trying to be standing up for herself.
I mean, obviously, I've had my favorite moments with the with our person moments. This is really bad and nothing is popping out at me. I mean, I like that Derek sacrificed his career a little bit from there.
A little bit is the key here.
Yeah.
Will it last?
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, my all-time favorite moment at the beginning of season 10 would probably have to be the Mayor Christina makeup.
I really didn't like that they fell apart just because they're so well together. But them fighting for like half of the first season, half of the first half of season 10 shows how well Ellen and Sandra work off each other. So I do appreciate that they went a different way just because they've been friends. But the whole scene, who's the director for the last one? Tony.
Tony, our boy.
Yeah, you're right. Homeboy Tony.
Yeah.
Bill. Homeboy Bill. Tony. We didn't have a name for Tony. Anyways, I do like how they were fighting the whole last episode and how it finally came out that they're, you know, Mayor's jealous of Christina and, you know, she's doing things and she doesn't know how to win. Yeah. She's doing things and she doesn't know why. Christina's doing things. It's like, you don't know how you're doing it, but you are doing it. So I guess that's my favorite scene is how they reconciled.
That's a lot of words for
a short answer scene.
Wishes for the second half of season 10.
Calzone had a freaking talk.
Please!
Like, Jesus, sit down. Someone forced him into a goddamn room, lock the damn door, don't feed him until they talk.
You say a word, you get
It's been a long time coming. I would say that they've been needing a conversation since season 7.
Right?
I mean...
They hint at it all the time. Like, Arizona asked Kepner's sister how her and her husband got through him cheating, and she's like, did y'all ever go to therapy? Because I can't convince mine to sit down in a room with me. You know, like they hint that they're going to talk and that they're going to talk. And like when they finally kind of got back together, Arizona was like, I'm here, I'm talking. If we're going to be together, I'm going to sleep in bed. They hint at it. But now, you know, the finale and Arizona's having issues talking to her.
Just, I mean, I understand that it's hard, but please just sit down and talk it out. Please and thank you.
We're begging you, Shonda.
Sit him down.
What else?
Okay, Kristen, I say... Wait, what is the question again? What were the hopes for the second
half? Wishes for the second half.
I want Christina or Callie to win an award. Someone's gotta win an award. I feel like it's... Someone has to right now.
And I think just Callie got like two trials going on with her cartilage and her thing with Derek.
And Christina basically made medical history by putting the glue with that guy's heart and like,
well, and the little baby heart.
Yeah, like seriously, or freaking Meredith for her. I want someone to win an award. Just someone do it.
You know, it's so bad that I don't know what I hope for the back half of season 10 because I can't predict anything right now because the first half hasn't set anything up for me to predict.
Hope for a destination.
Yes.
No Storm and no Lauren. Those are my wishes. No, I'm kidding.
I love Hillary Burton. I love her.
Yes. I mean, I was her. I loved her. I loved her interactions with Arizona, and I think the storylines had real potential. I don't like how they handled the aftermath, but I loved Lauren. I mean,
I agree.
She was a great character. She made an impression, and I understand why Arizona was attracted to her. I just don't think the cheating storyline was handled as well as it could have been. But it's easy for me to judge. I'm on my couch watching, you know. They're the one with the tough job.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's just like, what part of the storyline did they mean for it to happen? Because, you know, I always go back to that tweet where Shauna's like, we just completely changed the finale. And I'm like, what did you change? What were you going to do? Like,
yeah.
Was Arizona going to stop her? I do like how she got attracted to Lauren because it showed, you know, it kind of gave Arizona the confidence that, you know, people do find me attractive and not just my wife who I feel has to be obligated to, you know, love me. But I don't think it was that necessary. But, you know, everybody agrees has to be part of some kind of cheating scandal. That's just how it rolls.
But they've had practice, as you just said. They've had practice as the cheating storyline, and everybody has had the greatest redemptions ever. Why is this different?
Exactly. It's just, I mean, because people get so mad. They're like, everybody's been a part of the cheating storyline. Why are you guys treating Arizona any differently? And it's because it is different. It was not handled correctly. I don't think in the beginning of season 10, she went after Callie like she was supposed to because she said she loved her.
Show us, goddammit. Don't tell us. Show us. We won't believe it if we don't see it.
Sure, it didn't happen. Shit, where's that boombox over the head?
Anyways, we've talked about Calzona enough. Yeah. Enough. Crowan, will there be some kind of reconciliation before they leave? Is it done forever? What's going to happen there? What are your wishes on Crowan?
Kristen here, as an avid, I guess you could say avid, as a fan of Owen and Christina both, I love them together, but I understand them apart. I'm one of the few Crowan fans who, I still ship them together, but I accept them apart, I guess you could say. I feel like they won't get together before she leaves because it's just too hard, and they've already gone.
Especially if she's leaving.
It's just too hard. I can see in the future, I mean, Stephanie, I've discussed this, them getting back together after he has a couple kids. Like, maybe the wife and she dies, or he gets divorced because he can never get over loving her. But I feel like he's already going to have kids, and then they're going to get back together.
Years later.
Way down the line, like, his kids will be teenagers when they get back together, so Christina doesn't have to deal with everything that she doesn't want to have to deal with.
When she has been the surgeon of her generation.
Exactly. She fulfills her dream, he fulfills his. They're old, they fall back in love, it's an adorable storyline, Sandra Oh gets to come back for the series finale, bada bing, bada boom, let's wrap this up, put a bow on it.
I like it. Anything else we haven't talked about season 10 that you guys would like to talk about? I think we've talked about pretty much anything. Let's wrap up mine. Where can we reach you? Give us all the info, the channel, anywhere we can reach you.
Okay. You can our channel on YouTube is Kristen and Stephanie on YouTube, and you can email us at thepostitchannel@gmail.com. On Twitter, our Twitter handlers for our Grey's Anatomy accounts are at Shonda is right and at Scene in Grey.
Spell your right though.
Oh, Shonda is right. W-R-I-T-E. Wow. Like right as in writing. Ha ha ha. Ba-dum-bum.
And Stephanie's is at Scene in Grey. Scene underscore in underscore Grey. G-R-E-Y. Duh.
All right, so that was my interview with the Post-it twins. I'm gonna call them that now. I mean, I don't know if they approve, the Post-it twins. No, Stephanie and Kirsten. Kirsten? I have a hard time pronouncing that name in English.
I actually think it's kind of funny because the girl that I interviewed, her name was Melissa Louise. My name's Amanda Louise, but my parents almost called me Melissa.
Ooh.
So I was like, I was almost interviewing my twin from another country.
Whoa, that's a theme of this special podcast. All right.
Twins.
So let's go into your interview with Melissa Louise, your twin from where?
From another mother in the UK.
Oh, so you have someone with an accent.
Yes.
Cool. Fantastic. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Be a fan. Posting as fast as my blog allows.
Be a fan.
Taking my questions and find new ground.
Be a fan.
With all the strength in Dempsey's hair gel. Mysterious as the Greys. Writing room.
This is Melissa, who on YouTube, her username is My Constantine, and I found her because she is a Grey's Anatomy as well as other fandom bitters, and yep. I really liked her videos, so I'm going to interview her.
Thank you.
So first off, I wanted to ask you, what was the first episode that you ever watched of Grey's Anatomy, and like, what made you fall in love with the show? How did you discover it?
Basically someone who also does videos told me about it, and I didn't really actually know anything about it at all. I'd seen things but didn't know what the show was, so I just watched a few. I didn't think I'd like it because it's a medical show. Mm-hmm. I just watched the pilot, and I watched like a whole season in a day, I think. What, like the first one?
How long ago was this? Did you start when the show started?
Oh, no, definitely not. I started early last year. So,
okay, so like season 9 or season...
I think it was, I think season 9 had already started.
And who are your favorites? Because I think you have a lot of Meredith, Derek, and Mark and Lexi videos. Did you watch before the season 8 finale?
I think I kind of knew what happened. I didn't, but I did.
Yeah.
Because on Twitter, like, people were complaining on that day.
Yeah.
About someone.
Oh, that was a fun day.
And yeah, I was just like, oh no, this sucks. But I didn't know who it was or anything.
Yeah. So were you surprised when Lexi died?
I did know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not very good at...
I'm not good at spoilers either, yeah.
So I actually knew that she did. Yeah. I didn't know that Mark did.
Yeah. I don't think many people did at the time until we found out that Eric Dane was leaving. Then we were this can't end good.
No. I didn't really know what was going to happen, mm-hmm. but most of my favourites are actually off the show now, so I'm not quite sure why I'm still watching in some way.
Well, you have a few J'April videos, so you like J'April.
Yes, I do. I do like them. I think my do you just want favorite characters or?
Sure. Yeah. This.
Lexi is my favorite.
Oh.
Mark, Meredith, Addison, and George.
Oh, I miss Addison.
And April. Probably.
Who did you ship George with, or did you? Was it Izzy? Yes, I saw your George and Izzy video.
It's not a popular one, no. I realise.
I don't think we've ever had a Gizzy fan on here, so that's cool.
Yeah, no. I don't really understand it either. So
no, I don't think that there are. Well, I mean, lots of people didn't like them, but
yes, lots. I didn't realise how many.
Oh, see,
until I kind of searched and stuff, I didn't know how many people really didn't.
But
like
that's good. I find that sometimes people look at what other people ship and then they kind of like and dislike things based on what everyone else likes, so it's good that you were kind of away from all that.
Yeah, no, I thought they were really it's like a best friend kind of thing. It's kind of like Jackson and April if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of like that, so yeah. But obviously I wasn't actually a fan of Izzy that much, if I'm honest. But yeah, when they left, it was kind of pretty sad.
So, yeah. Based on last, or the cliffhanger from the last episode, are you a Team Jackson?
Yes.
Okay, just clarifying that.
I guess so. I mean, I've always been a sucker for that kind of thing. I mean, they did it on One Tree Hill-ish.
Oh, did they?
It was fake, but they did it. I don't know, it was bound to happen. I thought it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of thought it may not happen, but I think pretty much everyone knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. It's like, even though you knew it was going to happen, you were still kind of surprised that it actually happened.
Oh, yeah, no, I was, when he sat back down again, I was like, oh, no, he's not going to say anything.
Yeah.
And then he, like, stood up, and I was like, yes!
Yeah, I was watching your multi-fandom video and how you incorporated that scene with what I don't know what other show it was.
One Tree Hill.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So anyways, let's get into your talking about your vidding. What inspired you, like how did you decide that you wanted to start making fan vids? Did you just see other people's and be like, hey, I want to do that? Or did you always like to play around with Sunny Vegas?
I didn't actually know the whole YouTube thing existed, mm-hmm. if I'm honest. I started when I was about 11.
How old are you?
18.
Okay.
So I started on Movie Maker, which is, I think, what a lot of people start on. And I made High School Musical thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
So, yes, that happened. And then I stopped. And then a few years later,
would you watch your first video again, or would you cringe?
I actually found a previous like Vimeo thing a few months ago, and it was pretty funny. It wasn't like my first one because I don't have those anymore, but it was pretty new. I think it was like the first ones I did on Sony Vegas when I was like 13, 14. Oh. So yeah, no, and then I found a few from, I wasn't really into TV shows, and then I watched The OC, and it kind of introduced me to that whole thing. I think I watched a Seth and Summer one, and I was like, oh, I should do that, and then they're what got me into doing it again. I don't know if you've watched it, but yeah, that's what got me back into doing it. And then I created a YouTube.
Now,
about two years ago, probably.
Well, you've made a lot of videos for 2 years.
Yeah, like 2.5 years, I think.
Do you have a backup account? Because I know a lot of videos have backup accounts.
I do. I have one that I post very rarely, like preview things and different things. But yeah, I don't really use that too often.
So what is the process like? Do you have to wait until you hear a song to be inspired? Is it a scene, or do you just like see it kind of unfold in your head and then you try to match it? Like, how do you go from step one to step B?
Yeah, it's normally a song, and then it'll either like be, I'll choose straight away. Sometimes I go searching for songs if I definitely want to do a certain thing. But normally I just hear something and I just kind of hope for the best with it. Most things I do don't actually end up being finished or anything. Like, a good 3/4 of the stuff I start doesn't get finished.
Oh, yeah.
It's tricky.
Do you have, like, a vision, or do you sort of just randomly go through clips and see what looks good?
It really just depends, honestly. Normally I don't really have that much of a vision on it. I just kind of go for it. I don't know. I really don't know. It's hard to explain because
you just have a natural talent.
Oh god, no.
What was I gonna say? Oh, okay. Do you have like a video that you're most proud of that you really enjoyed making the most, or you go back and sometimes watch it again because you're just so proud of it?
I've answered this before. I'll have to think about it. Probably the Meredith and Derek one I did.
Is it the most recent? Because I just watched it.
No, although that I was quite proud of. The Dizzy one.
I was hooked when I started watching that. the first Meredith and Derek one.
Dizzy.
Okay.
I think that was the first one.
Dizzy.
I'm trying to think. I don't even know what I've made.
Oh, yeah, it probably happens.
The Say Something one I did recently with Mark and Lexi, that was...
Mm. Oh, yeah. I like your video, was it with the So Cold one? That was good. With all, like, the tragedies that they've gone through, which is a lot.
Yeah, that was kind of depressing. Probably to build a home.
Yeah,
that one would probably be a favorite, not because it was actually that great, but just simply because I love that song. So
oh yeah, that's a good song.
I'm trying to think of Grey's Anatomy ones.
I'm trying to think of my next question. But yeah, do you ever get requests?
I've had some on, yeah, I do get quite a few on comments, not like mail. I've had some like Christina and Owen, and I don't particularly want to do it, so I kind of just apologise and say sorry.
You have to be kind of into it for it to work.
It's too difficult to do it, really, because it doesn't really work like that. Some people can do it, and I think that's great, but it doesn't really work like that because I don't really enjoy doing
things. Yeah,
something I don't.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, so not always.
How long, on average, does it take you? Like, do you usually stop for a few days, or is there sometimes where you can just do a video in a day?
I used to, when I had more time.
Yeah.
I used to do that, but now it takes me, I actually just uploaded one just now, and that took me a good few weeks, so, and the newest Meredith and Derek one, that took me a good 3 months, I think, because I just did like 10 seconds every few days. So
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it can take a while, but I do think a lot of people.
Yeah. So people always say, I don't have time to do something, but if you just do 10 minutes a day, you can do anything. But.
Yeah, no, I try my best. I'm also on a film course now, so it's kind of, you do editing there, and then you come home and you don't want to do.
You're taking editing in school, or?
Film production, so it's kind of,
cool.
It's a bit of everything.
So did this inspire you, like, doing this on YouTube, and that kind of made you be like, okay, I want to do this?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, that's really cool. So technically, these TV shows inspired you to do your career, make your choice in what you wanted to do.
It really did, actually, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Did I ask you who your favorite couple and character are to vid? I just asked you your favorite couples, though. Is it pretty much the same answer?
Character-wise, I don't really do it. Simply because I just don't know every single scene of every single episode. I did a Lexi one, but Lexi is my favorite character.
So you know all the scenes,
TV show. So I kind of was okay with that. Couple-wise, it'll always be Mark and Lexi.
Yeah.
But I do, I think Meredith and Derek are quite fun to do because there's so much
To
work with.
I like,
so it's actually pretty easy.
It's so nice to see, because this is like the longest going couple from the entire show, basically, to see scenes from like season 8 and 9 from season 1 and 2. And when you put them all together, it's just amazing.
Yeah, no, it's pretty.
Because there's not a lot of couples that have that kind of journey.
No, only a few that I've liked have actually managed to do that. So yeah, no, it's I think them and Mark and Lexi. Mm-hmm. I have done others, but I don't really like that many from the show, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that kind of brings me into the tough questions. Well, not really, but what do you think is the best thing and the worst, the most difficult thing about the Grey's fandom in general, would you say?
As in liking it or the people?
Just the people, just everything. I'd say more online-based. What would you say is the best and the worst thing about it?
Honestly, I'm not really that into it.
Yeah.
Like, into the whole...
It's probably
like,
a good thing.
the whole Tumblr thing. So it doesn't... I don't really see it that much.
You're on Twitter? Yeah.
Yes.
So you do see some of the crazy on Twitter.
Yeah, I have Tumblr as well. I'm just not in... Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Sometimes it's kind of annoying because they do that whole, like, comparing thing and they...
Oh, between the couples?
Yeah, and they'll give you reasons as to why... your opinion is not right. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, nothing really happens. We have an okay one. It's quite funny to watch the fact that no one actually enjoys the fact that they've like re-thingied their contracts. And it's quite funny the fact that no one actually wants it to come back. So
I mean, there's some people that do, but there's a lot of people that are kind of like, okay, where is this going?
Yeah, it's not so, like I want it to end.
Because you're Meredith and speaking as a Meredith and Derek fan, how do you feel about Patrick and Ellen re-signing their contracts?
I'm happy that they're staying in the sense that if it was to carry on, I'm happy they're staying. However, I kind of would have liked it to have stopped at the end of season 8, but I have... obvious reasons as to why I wanted it to stop at the end of season 8.
Because we've discussed this on previous episodes, but we're not sure how much story there is left to tell.
There isn't really.
And I've asked a couple Meridare fans, and I'm like, okay, I'm honestly curious, what do you want to see, guys? Because I can't honestly think of anything I want to see, which I think is a big obstacle the writers are going to have to go through.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing some kind of thing with the president. I have no idea what they're going for that. Honestly, I hadn't really paid that much attention to the season.
So are you still watching, obviously, the current season, right?
Yeah, I'm still watching every single one.
So what is your, for the current season so far, what has been your biggest disappointment? And I guess, what are the ups and downs? Like, what do you have to say about the season so far?
I think that I'm kind of tired of the interns. Apart from Joe, I guess. I don't appreciate, it's not like I hate them, I just don't really care about their story.
Yeah.
So, and they're taking up a good majority of the show now, and I can see where they're going with that. They kind of want them to possibly take over, but...
Well, I think that was the plan, and now they have, I think all the originals are going to renew, so it's kind of like, how many are you keeping? I don't think you should keep all of them.
I think that it was the obvious that everyone else was going to renew. I just didn't know about
those two,
Patrick and Ellen. So I think that it would have been nice to not to end it when Christina left. I think that the whole regenerating it could have worked if they'd have kept Lexi on. I just don't think it works now.
Yeah.
Because there's no real reason as to why you need to keep it on, basically. Season 10, honestly, it's just, it hasn't really...
No.
There's not been much happen, really.
No. I agree.
They took too long to introduce Alex's dad. That should have been done probably years ago.
It's nice that they have something to fall back on in season 10, though. I mean, even though it took so goddamn long.
I mean, that was always there. But I feel like it should have been put in a long time ago. Jackson and April, I do like watching them.
Although it hasn't been dragging on.
There hasn't really been that much of them.
Yeah.
This season, except the last few.
Okay, I'm just going to pick your brain because you're a J-Po fan. We don't get very many of those that we talk to. But
in
your opinion, because I have a hard time feeling like the Jackson April, because I didn't see the, I don't know if it's a Jesse Williams problem, but I just had a hard time trying to figure out what Jackson was feeling because he was really kind of cold with April. So I felt like there wasn't enough build-up to the wedding declaration. Is there anything, you can say to change my mind about that? Is there some scenes that I'm not looking at right?
I think there was build-up. There wasn't too much in season 10. There was a lot in season 9. But I can see what you're saying. However, it's kind of how do I explain it? They were pretty angsty throughout season 10, even though they only had a few different things. And obviously,
they haven't had too many scenes, I found, this season.
I don't feel like anyone has, even though that's a strange thing to say, because there's been 40 minutes every week.
So many characters.
Yeah, it's just, there's too much, which is why I said about the interns. But I mean, the last episode, I liked how they went back to what Mark said. And I think it was quite realistic, because a lot of them have done that in the show. A lot of them have been
What was it like for you to have one of your favorite couples be basically inspired by one of your other favorite couples?
It was pretty it was pretty nice.
That's pretty cool.
It was odd seeing, like, it's always odd seeing them talk about America. The others, because I kind of don't really realize mm-hmm. that they're gone, like,
oh yeah,
even though it's been like a season and a half. Part of the reason why I don't write the show anymore is the fact that they're not on it.
Aww.
Simply not because of the fact they were
mm-hmm.
A couple, but because they had so many different relationships out of that, and
the characters brought a lot to the show.
Yeah, they did. They brought a lot to the show. And I don't appreciate that many of the others. Like, I like them. I don't like Arizona very much. I don't like, I don't like those two.
How do you...
quite unpopular.
Yeah, she did get kind of unpopular with the last season finale.
I mean, though, Callie and Arizona are pretty popular though. Yeah. But I just don't enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So let's see here. Oh, okay. Speaking of that, of, you know, this show's not the same for you since Mark and Lexi left, how are you going to feel when Christina leaves, Sandra O makes her exit? How do you think that will affect the show?
Oh, it will affect it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, it will definitely affect it. It may even affect it more.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it could affect it the same or more. Because she's been in it since the beginning, and she has so many different relationships with other people. And I really do wish they'd have ended it quite a while back.
I think Sandra is doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her for the fact that it's been 10 years, and it's kind of a sinking ship now. So, I mean, they're doing it for the money, so they're just going to keep going until they really can't, basically. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
What are your wishes for the second half of this season, for season 10? What do you want to see?
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know.
Because you want the show to end. Yeah.
There's not actually that much that I want to see. I'd like to see them not go... I'd like to see... I mean... I'm not sure if I want her to go straight into that, but I think they probably should, simply because it's been dragging on quite a while. So they should probably just have her pick him, basically, because it'll make things easier, and there won't be any more of that whole like will they won't they thing, which I'm kind of getting tired of.
Yeah.
I like Alex and Joe, so
yay.
I wouldn't mind seeing them kind of progress. It's nice to actually see him in something that is happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't think that Izzy really
mm-hmm.
did that, and they kind of just forget that he was with Lexi. And obviously, I liked. I don't know if you know, but I liked him with Addison, but that never happened.
Alex,
so.
You liked Alex and Addison?
I did.
Oh my gosh, I love you so much. I love Alex and Addison.
I did. I really wanted that to happen, but obviously.
Oh, yeah. I think they could have worked, but if Private Practice hadn't happened.
Yeah, but I do like that show as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd like Derek to... not make it all about him again. If I'm honest, I'm not the biggest Derek lover.
No.
Obviously,
that's interesting. You love Meredith and Derek, but you don't like Derek, really.
I do, but he does some silly things. But I guess they all do. I don't know. I think that's. I don't really. Honestly, I don't really follow the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you hit pretty much most of the main things. So.
Yeah. I don't like the interns.
Do you think they're gonna do Sandra O or Christina's exit? Do you think they're gonna, she gonna get another job or win an award or something?
I think she'll just go to another job. I don't think she'll die. I don't think they'll do that at all.
I don't think they'll kill her either.
That would just...
That would be so sad. Depressing that after all these years.
Yeah, that would just... I don't think it could really
Mm-mm.
happen. I also forgot Bailey.
Oh, yes.
And that whole thing. Yeah, it's kind of... I don't really
take to that storyline.
No, I don't really enjoy it. So hopefully that kind of sorts itself out.
I want to see her being the Nazi again.
Yes. Yes. She's kind of failed with that for the last few years. So,
So favorite moment, what are your least favorite moment and your favorite moment of the season, of this season? Like, stands out to you?
I mean, the wedding.
The wedding, the last, what we were left
that's,
with.
That's really the one thing that stood out because it was the only real important thing that happened.
They built the whole 10A, season 10A was pretty much heading in that direction. So it is kind of one one that would stick out in your mind.
I didn't really care for the whole president thing, although thinking they're doing a scandal.
Yeah. Crossover. Oh,
I'm thinking that's happening.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because I do watch Scandal. Yeah. But I do. It is a good show. I don't know how they do it, but I'm sure she'll think of a way to do it. Least favorite. I don't like the Bailey storyline. I couldn't care less about Callie in Arizona, to be honest. Mm. And I do like Callie. I do.
Yeah.
I just don't appreciate Arizona. I find her quite selfish. You know, apart from that, I'm not too bothered what happens. Least favourite, I don't know. Just the ones I don't like, to be honest.
Moments where Arizona is selfish.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to be reached, where can we reach you? Like, people, they will want to look at your videos or tweet you.
On the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's Twitter, but you know I don't use that too much.
So is it MySpace Constant? I didn't even know you could do spaces on YouTube until I saw yours.
They kind of changed it. I'm not quite sure how it works, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of used a song, and then I have Tumblr, but I don't really use that. I'm kind of not into that whole thing, so. Just on my YouTube, really.
Okay. Cool. So you should check her out and listen or watch her videos. Yes, you should, because they're really good. And I love
them.
Thank you. So hope you enjoyed listening. We sure enjoyed interviewing these young, avid fans.
Amazing, talented people. Very impressive.
When are we going to... We'll be coming back, I guess, when Grey's Anatomy comes back?
Well, I think we'll probably have time to do one more of these type of interview podcasts.
We should.
I mean, we'll try. We'll do our best. If you guys have any idea of people we can talk to who are involved in the Grey's Anatomy fandom...
Or if you'd like us to speak with you.
Yeah.
If you'd like to share your opinions and your talents...
Yeah,
talent show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's seriously, Grey's talent show.
If you there's a lot of people who do art. I would like to talk to someone who does Grey's Anatomy art. There's people who do necklaces related to Grey's Anatomy. There's people. I'm pretty sure. Do you think there's someone out there writing music about Grey's? Kind of
Sam.
kind of like Wizard Rock, but for Grey's Anatomy.
I don't think so.
Oh, then we can
introduce
Sam.
I always found that really weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, I've not really explored that side of the Harry Potter fandom. But
oh my god, I'm so pissed off at J.K. Rowling.
Okay, let's not. Okay, do you want to get it out? Let's use our platform to talk about J.K. Rowling.
Shonda Rhimes, if you go and. Just like 10 years from now, say you think that Meredith should have wound up with Alex or something, I will come after you.
Yeah, I mean, let your show or your book belong to the fans. It's ours now. You put it out in the world, too late to go back to it.
No backsies.
No.
No.
No. All right.
I have that stuff in print.
It's there for life.
For life.
Hundreds of years from now, people are going to be studying it, and they're not going to remember. They're just going to go, oh, okay. This is how it was meant to be.
So,
don't care what the creator says.
So, all right, I'll do Amanda's seriously. Amanda's seriously is, I'm Amanda, and I seriously think that Ron ends up with Hermione. And they are meant to be.
Okay, then I got to do one for you.
Yes.
I'm Kay, and I'm seriously glad that I helped Amanda with her separation anxiety issues.
I'm Melissa, and I seriously am happy I did this podcast.
Sure. I'm Kristen, and I seriously hope Calzona fixes their shit.
I'm Stephanie, and I seriously hope season 10 flows better. The rest of it. When you're closing on your own, and you feel you've got nobody around you, yeah, you know I'll be the one who helps you from your knees. When you're standing on your own, and you feel you've got nobody around you, yeah, you know I'll be the one who helps you from your knees. Yeah, you know I'll be the one who helps you from your knees. My heart's on fire. My heart's on fire. My heart's on fire. My heart's on fire. So pull me off the black and blue. It's far too hard to say I love you. Take my pulse and hold me down. My heart's on fire.